Today is March the 16th, 2024, on a Saturday at 5:25 a.m. And this podcast is about my tooth. I'm doing one about my tooth. Well, for the last year or so, I've had, I don't know if it's a wisdom tooth, but my back tooth on my right side, upper side. In the upper part of my jaw, started chipping away, and I was like, oh Lord. And for whatever reason, it started chipping away about 6 or probably 8 or 9 months ago, because it's been a long time. But for whatever reason, last week when I came from the car auction on November the 4th, my mouth just started being in so much pain where I almost couldn't eat. And I had to really take my time and eat last Thursday. And then all day Friday on March the 8th, I was just in bed in pain. And I'm a TV person. I like watching TV. I like listening to music. I wasn't able to do anything on Friday, basically. I was just in throbbing pain. I should have went to the doctor that day or made an appointment. But I thought, it would go away. And I eventually put a hot towel on there. I tried to rinse it out with Epsom salt, but that didn't work either, and because it was just too infected. It had so much infection around my gums. I knew it was swollen, and plus my gums had started to puff out. It was swollen that bad. And then on Saturday, I think an early Saturday, that's when I started making an appointment with the doctor, Miss Adina Goldbron. I think that's her name. I made several appointments, and I don't even think they got it. Because when I finally called, I finally called Sunday evening, and I made an appointment for Monday. That's when I finally got in touch with the young lady on Monday. She said, oh yeah, I got your message today before, which was on Sunday, and that was March the 10th. So I don't even think they got those internet appointments. Because you can make an appointment online. I don't even think they got that, but that's okay. The point is, I went up there Monday, and she's Mrs. Adina Goldbron saw me and told me, I thought I was going to get him pulled that day. And she was like, no. Oh, Lord. And then, because she said it was too infected. And if she was shot the detonating, whatever that detonating, they do the detonating before they extract your tooth, she said the infection would have spread it everywhere. And so I needed to take these pills. And, y'all, these pills are so big. I was like, oh my God, but I see why they need to be big, because if you're going to kill an infection, you want it to drain out everything, and a little pill ain't going to do that. So I noticed that first pill, the second pill, I started to have a runny nose. I had to wipe my nose. I was like, oh, okay, it's doing what it's supposed to do. And by the time... So that was Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Yeah. Up until then, I had put the hot towels on my mouth and was rinsing my mouth. I was still rinsing my mouth with Epsom salt, which you needed. But by Thursday, I didn't even need to do that anymore, because those pills were so powerful, it drained all that infection out of my gums. And so, like I said, Thursday, this past Thursday, on March the 14th, I went to the auction, And my mom was against it because she thought you must be in the pain. And then by that time, I wasn't in any pain at all. It's just my mouth. I was just ready to get these tooth out of my mouth because I knew I didn't want to keep taking these big pills. And my tooth, my chipped tooth, and the back, the tooth that was behind it, was definitely infected. And so finally, March the 15th came yesterday, which was yesterday. And my appointment was for 11:30, and I was so happy that finally I was getting this tooth, both of them taken out. And the crazy thing is, I thought she would go after the big tooth first, but no. I didn't realize she was going after the small tooth, and it was really small. That was the easiest part. And I could hear her clicking with the pick or whatever that is, going against my tooth. I could feel it, but I wasn't in any pain. And when she got the, she said, well, she told me, well, I got the back tooth out. I was like, wow. She went after that one first. I guess that was the easiest one. And then, of course, she went and got the big tooth that had been chipped off. And man, she let me see both of them. And that was messed up. And of course, there's a big old hole gash in my mouth. Even right now. And my mouth felt like it. I had what you call it? When people have a stroke and their face finally drops, or so, I don't know what you call that. And that's when my face was definitely distorted a little. But you know, as time wore off, because she told me not to eat until 3 hours after it, and by the time I got home, it was, what time did I get home? I got home at 12:30, something like that. Yeah, close to 12:30, because you know, like I said, after I got my tooth pulled, and we paid with a credit card. Thank you God for my mom; she let me use her credit card. I went and got the quarters because usually every Thursday I always give my mom quarters. I didn't have time yesterday morning, because what I did was yesterday morning I went and got two milks, and I got the Friday paper for my mom before I went to get my teeth done. And I had the $10, because I always give my mom $10 worth of quarters on Thursday so she could go wash in the following week. So after that, I went to the Dollar Tree after I got my quarters, and I needed facial cream because I had run out of facial cream, and I've been trying to find facial cream, and I found two big ones because I thought I was going to have to get two little ones. I didn't want to get two little ones, but I finally found two big ones that's going to last for a while, because you know what, facial cream is not available like it used to. I mean, there used to be almost any dollar store, they had a slew of facial creams. Now, oh my God, now when I buy facial cream, and I like, if I really like their facial cream, I try to get 5 or 6 of them, because it's so it can last me a good year or two. And like, I'm on my last bit of facial cream that I bought from a year ago. Was it a year ago? Yeah, a year ago. Oh, I think I bought it in 22, and it lasts me all the way until now, because I bought like 5 or 6 of them because they were $1 at shop, and they had a thing load of them. So that's why I was like, oh my gosh, since they got so many, and it's for $1, I better buy. And those facial creams have lasted me all the way 22, all of 23, and now we're going to, and I'm on my last one in 2024, March the 24th. So I've been looking, and so finally yesterday I went to the Dollar Tree and found two big creams, and hopefully they'll last me for the rest of this year. So going into 2025, but thank you all for that. And so when I came out the Dollar Tree, I looked on my phone and realized, oh my God, I just missed my 23 bus. And so I was, you know, I had no problem walking home, even after I had made minor surgery with the two tubes. Most people wouldn't have did that. They would have waited for the next bus by. But it was a great day for walking. The wind was kind of blowing. And plus, I walked through 43rd, oh my God, so many times, going and coming. So, but luckily, as I started walking, there was a lady who kind of lives in my area, and she ain't too bright upstairs. And when I saw the car, I was like, oh no. And finally, she let me, she offered me a ride home. And so finally, I said, why not? You know, let me get off the street. And I almost turned away, but I said, you know what, let me go. You know, I just got surgery. Lord knows what happened. Let me go. And let me go. And like I said, get this ride home. And her car was junky. Like, oh my God, like she lived. To all the people who have cars, I just don't understand. If you have a car, why do it look like you live in it? I mean, take a day and just clean all that. Take everything out and clean that nasty, filthy car. I just don't understand. But and then she almost didn't want me to. She was like, "Well, don't sit on that." I was like, "It's junk. All of it is junk." So I don't. Yeah, it's crazy. But I didn't let her take me all the way to my front door. I got off at Bluebell and I walked the rest of the way. I was like, I don't want this lady knowing where I live. I mean, even though my mama know her, I know her, but I don't think she knew exactly where we live. I don't think so. So I just got off at Bluebell and I saw her turn around and go back up Yale, and I was like, thank you, God. And I went my way. So I got home quickly. I say around right at 12:30, I mean, like at 12:30. So I was like, thank you, Lord, that I didn't have to walk, because, Lord, that probably, I'm not saying anything would happen, because, like, I walked 43rd many a times. But, you know, God knows how to do things, and I appreciate the ride. And of course, I got home and my mouth tore up, and I didn't eat anything yesterday until 7:45, and so by that time, the dinner, there's a name for it. I know it. It started to wear off my mouth, and so I was, you know, I ate like egg rolls, and I ate the rest of my dirty rice, and ate my noodles, and because all of it was soft. And then, of course, I went in, and so for the next couple of days, what I'm gonna do too is I heated after I got to eat my food, I heated some hot water and put some Epsom salt in there and put the hot towel on my face, and then I rinsed my mouth with the Epsom salt to kill any infection. And I'm gonna keep doing that for the next couple of days until my mouth really starts to heal completely, because it's still raw, but I can tell it's healing. It's already healing. I can tell right now it's already healing. So, you know what? My thing is this. Just take care of yourself. I'm going to take my time. Be patient. Because this, have I ever had a tooth this big come out my mouth? I think it was years ago that I had a tooth come out of my mouth that was this large. But that was, I was in high school then. And that space already, you know, I took care of it. It healed, and I brushed my teeth last night. Most people wouldn't probably brush it, but you know, I was gentle. I was taking my time and brushing and rinsed my mouth out with mouthwash, and You know, it's slowly, I can tell my mouth is slowly healing. So that's my tooth journey. I'll see you when I see you. You know what? My crazy behind, I just want to add on to the podcast I just did. Thank God, the most wonderful thing about it all, that I'm not in any pain. Because usually, anybody that went through what I went through yesterday, get my tooth pulled, they would be in crazy pain. But God is so good that I'm not even in any pain whatsoever. I mean, like my face, like I said, is that whatever she shot me with is finally lifting. It's totally lifted, and I can see my face coming back to normalcy. But the great part about it, I'm not in any pain. I'm not taking pain medicine because I'm still in pain. Thank you, God. That's all I wanted to say. This is April the 1st, 2024, on a Monday at 4:18 a.m. And this podcast, I probably won't post it. This is just for my personal record, you know. Over the last couple of days, God has been so good to me. And it's been a little stressful, but hey, you got to keep on going anyway. And so, I'm going to backtrack to March the 27th, which was a Wednesday. And on that day, I got my money. I got paid. So, I didn't want to get up, but I got up and I went on to Walmart and got my money. I went to PLS and I got my money. And I was going to go to Walmart first, but I'm glad I didn't. I went to PLS, got my money, and got $20 worth of quarters. And I knew that was going to be a long day, and it was. And I think I bought a 20-pack of Coke. I bought my facial cream, and I bought the alcohol. And I bought powder. Yeah, I went on and bought powder because we were running out of that, too. Then I came back home and I signed in because I signed in at 9 o'clock, and then I went back out and got bathroom tissue and paper towel. I think I did. Yeah. And I don't know how we went through it in such a short period of time, but we did. We used up too much paper towel and toilet tissue. But anyway, I went in Family Dollar, and I hurried up and came back. I think my mom went to Fiesta, and I cleaned up the living room. And I started to clean up the kitchen, and thank God my mom finally came back home, and I went out there to help her. And then, I had to go several other places. I went to Walmart because my sister wanted her turtles. She loved her turtles. God bless her. And then I got back on. Then I got the magazines over there. And I got the magazines over there. Close to Walmart. And then when I caught the bus, I went back to I stayed on the bus rather, and went to the Smart Shop, and I think I got bread, and I got like three things of red soda, because they didn't have the regular soda that I buy all the time, so I had to buy that Big Red. I think it was called Big Red. And I had to buy my detergent and my ammonia and my pinolin and my fabric sheets because I was out of all of that. And then finally, when I came back home, I finally went to the washer chair room. And It was, what time was it? Oh, it was almost 6 o'clock when I went to the washer chair. And I knew it was going to be late. I didn't realize it was going to be that stinking late. And I went on to the washer chair. And I must have had just missed a bus or something because I washed my clothes. And at first, I thought I was going to be one of the last people at the washer chair, but thank God there was a lot more people. The last couple of times I've gone to the washer chair, I've been real late because I've been trying to do so much during the daytime that I needed our clothes. So I washed my mom's clothes and my sister's clothes, and I washed my clothes. And Lord, I finally got it done, but I was on that 10-12 bus, and then that bus was late. Ugh, just crazy to me. I don't understand it. And wasn't nobody really on the bus. I don't know why they were so late, but they was. I gotta do a better job. And you know, yo, I gotta do a better job. I gotta get the money and go and get my cleaning supplies so I could go to the washer chair a whole lot earlier and not be at the crack of dawn because this late night stuff is not me. So, Lord have mercy. I got home. I kind of had to clean up and I fixed my food. And by the time I ate my food, I think it was after 11 o'clock. And then I came back and cleaned up. And I think it was 12. Oh, my God. I think almost at 12 o'clock when I came in, cleaned up my food and emptied the water. And I knew I was going to have problems. Oh, yeah, because then I went and I cleaned up the bathroom because it was a mess and it needed to be cleaned. And I didn't lay down until like 3 o'clock. And then I set my alarm for 4, but then I get up at 4 on March the 28th, which was a Thursday. No, I cut my alarm off, and Lord, my sister came back and woke me up around about 10 minutes to 5, and I should have got my butt up again. Did I get up? No, I lay back down thinking, oh, I got a few more minutes, and by the time I woke up again, it was 5:20, almost 5, like 5:18. I knew I was in a little bit of trouble. Because I don't even think I had all my clothes and stuff out yet. And I was really trying to be on that 551. And, y'all, it didn't work. So I was like, well, I'm going to be on that 620 bus. Man, I already threw out the trash thinking I'm going to be out there. And I must have missed the bus. Because I went out there and I waited and I waited and I waited. And I'm like, oh my God. So what I end up having to do is I end up walking the yellow cross centers. And I caught I think it was the 36. And I end up catching the 36. To the train at Northline, and I took the train from Northline all the way to the Belfort Transit Center on the other side of town, and I caught the 73. Thank God I caught the 73 right away, but oh my God, even with catching the 73, I still had a long walk when I got off of Belfort and Macau Road, and Macau and Beverly, and I finally got over there, and I still walked, and I was late, because, you know, on Thursdays, it's the auction, and I used to go to the auction at Texas Hobby, and I was like, oh my God, I'm going to still try to go to the auction, and I'm so happy I did, although I can never be that late anymore, because when I got off the bus, it was a little after 8 o'clock, I think. And I walked all the way to Texas Hobby. And it was like 8:40. And I was like, can I still be on the ticket? And they still let me be on the ticket. I will forever be grateful that I was still able to work. And I was able to get on the ticket. And finally called my sister to let her know that I made it. Because her and my mom were a little worried because they knew I was late. Usually I'd be on that 5:22. Or no later than 5:51. I got to be on time next week. And then I got there. And usually I'm on lane 7. But this time I was on lane 16. Which was okay, I guess. I mean, they had junky cars. Some of them was flooded out. But I can't wait to go back to my lane 7 because that's where the nice cars are. And man, I love that lane. And then lane 16 ended early. And so I went in there to try to check out. And they was like, well, lane 7 is still going. So I went back to my original lane, helped them. And I drove 2 cars. And so finally, I told them thank you, of course, when they let me work. And then I went back out to lane 7 and drove 2 cars and came back. And I was so ready to leave there because I was tired. Tired, tired, tired. And so, and then a guy who works at Texas Hobby, which I don't do often, gave me a ride to the bus stop, and I will forever be grateful. And because when he did, I got there just in time. I thought I was going to wait a little bit for the bus, but as soon as I got to the bus stop, the bus was coming, and the 40, and I was like, thank you, God, I didn't miss this bus. And so I went and I caught the 40 and I got off at Bedford and Telephone Road, and I always get to sales papers at Fiesta. And then I don't think I had to wait long for the bus to come, the 73, and then I caught that, and I went on from there, and I went on and caught the 54, and there I was trying to like, oh my God, do I want to go to the bank and get the magazines, because I didn't have the money to get the forward time this week because I just ran out of money from spending all my money from the day before, even though I just got paid. And so I went to the bank, and I'm glad I went to the bank because they had all the magazines that I haven't seen before. And I was able to get the magazines, so I walked. After I got the magazines, I walked to the bus stop to catch the 4 to go to HEB. And usually, and for whatever reason, at the bank, they didn't have the Houston stop for this week. But thank God they did have the African-American news and issues from last week. Hallelujah. They had plenty of those. And so when I walked to catch the 4 bus stop, I finally got to the HEB off of 288. And then they had plenty of the Houston Star magazines, and I got the sales papers. And then as I got off the 4 going to HEB, which hasn't happened, I don't think, in a long time, my money came on my card from CORE, and I was like, thank you, God. I know God was with me that whole day, because I shouldn't have made it on the ticket, and I did. And then my money came on my car before 3 o'clock. And so one of the first things I did when I went into I think I went and got my money off the car for, well, they only let me get $20 off, which is fine. And then I went and found the strawberry soda because I think we were running out of the strawberry soda. We had one left or something like that. And they had six of them left. And of course, I got all six of the strawberry sodas. I'm wrong, but we still feasting off of the six strawberry sodas now because we got four left. There's three on the floor in the dining room, and there's one in here, so, and then there's one in the refrigerator, so we are still living off of that, and because for some reason the last week or so, Kroger's and the Smart Shop where I live haven't had any of the red sodas that I'm used to buying. So God bless my money to come on my card last Thursday as I was walking to H-E-B off of 288, and I got all six of them. I got two of my sandwiches. I got two of my red onions, and I think that was it. I probably got something else I can't even think of. And I finally walked to walking out, and of course, as I was crossing the street, my bus, man, my boy just shot across the, I think it's 288 freeway, and I was like, oh Lord, I missed my bus. And finally I got to the bus stop over there, and God is so good. He is so good. I didn't even sit there. I got there and I put the stuff down. I didn't even get there and sit there to be comfortable enough before another bus came. I was like, thank you Lord. And so I didn't have to wait long. And so that bus took me all the way to Eastwood Transit Center. And thank God I didn't have to wait long for the 40. Because usually I have to wait 20 minutes or so for the 40, almost 30. And thank God when I got over there, I think that little ticker said 2 minutes. And so I got on that bus. And I finally came home. Oh, thank you, Lord. And did I go anywhere after that? Oh, yeah, I did go somewhere. Oh, yeah, I came home because I came home early. It was like 5 o'clock or something like that, and I came home early. And I went and got my perm at the little Chinese store. Because I wanted to go home and put a perm on my hair, but my hair was in such bad shape. Oh, my God. So I came home, put my stuff down, and went to the store. Went to I went back out and got my perm. And I didn't fool around, and I got there in time. But I don't know what was going on with the 99 bus, because I waited there forever for that bus, and three buses went down on the other side, of course, but I waited forever for that bus over there off of I-45, and finally the bus came, and my mom wanted me to get crushed pineapples, and I went to the Smart Shop and got crushed pineapple, and of course I got I got crushed pineapple. I'm trying to figure out what else did I get. Oh, I know what I did. I got 12 cans of corn because we needed some more corn. Because I was going to go and get that too, and my mom said she ain't had no more money on her food stamp card. So I just went on and got 12 more cans of corn since they had it. And I got my pineapple. And I think I got something else too, but I can't remember that. But I thank God I got that. And then I finally came out and I caught my bus, came home, and of course I ate my food, and oh my God. And then that was my Thursday. Then on Friday, thank God I didn't have to go to the washing machine because I had already cleaned my sister and my mom clothes on Wednesday. But what did I do on Friday? Did I go anywhere on Friday? I don't think I went anywhere on Friday. I think I was at home the whole day. If I'm not mistaken, I don't remember doing anything on Friday. But I did clean up, and I think I was trying to watch the game on Friday. Yeah, I think I was trying to watch the game because the game came on Friday. I've been watching a lot of NCAA tournament games, especially the women's game. The women's side has been really interesting. I think that's what I did on Friday. I watched the games. And then, if I remember, I just relaxed kind of on Friday, which was March the 29th. And then on Saturday, I got up and I worked for my mom. I'm a healthcare provider. And I knew I should have got my butt up Friday and went and got those magazines, but I did. Because Friday, I kind of messed myself up a little, but I made it up. And, of course, on Saturday, which was March the 30th, I went and got my mom her Sunday paper. Because on Friday, I didn't have the money. That's why I didn't go anywhere on Friday. But on Saturday, I went and got my mom her Sunday paper. But I should have left at 6:30, like I said I was going to do. I didn't leave until way after 7 o'clock. And then, Lord have mercy. Did I walk all the way down there? I think I walked all the way down there to... Did I walk all the way down to Kroger's? No, I think I finally caught the bus. Yeah, I did. I finally caught the bus by those warehouses across the track. Thank God. And then I went and got my mom. I went and got the sales papers. Then I went to the facility for elderly, and then they had the leader. And then I walked on to HEB off of Shepherd. And I went and used the restroom, and they didn't have nothing really. And then I went in there and came back out and caught. No, I didn't catch nothing. Because I went and looked at the time when the bus should be coming. And I end up walking from HEB all the way to that bus stop on Shepherd right before it goes under the train tracks. And thank God I got there in time to catch the 36. And then I end up catching the 36 to 43rd and Cross Timbers. And then I went into CVS because right there off of Shepherd, because I wanted to see if they had the Houston style from the day before, because now not the Houston Star, but the African American News and Issues, because now the African American News and Issues magazine come out on a Friday instead of a Sunday, and they had plenty of them. And I got another thing of Houston. I got some more Defenders because I want them to keep selling them. And so I got the African American News and Issues from Friday, and then I started walking. And I walked all the way from Shepherd and 43rd all the way to the Dollar Tree in Oak Forest. And I got the Sunday paper. And the girl who was there, she had a little stank attitude. But, you know, I went on and got my paper and hurried up and got out of there because she was getting on my nerves. And I was about to walk back, but then I realized, what's the point in walking back when I'm already late? Because I posted had signed in at 9 o'clock, and the bus posted had came at 9:22. Of course, it was late. It didn't come until like 9:27 or something. I don't know why it was late. And so finally, the 23 came, and by the time I got home, it was like 9:40 or something, or 9:42. Well, when I clocked in on my shift, it was 9:42. So I knew then, oh my God, I might have to wait another 42 minutes before I clock out. Because I work from 9 to 1:15 on Saturday for my mom. So I got home. And then my mom wanted me to go back out she wanted me to go back out and get paper towel and toilet tissue because we were running out, and I did. And so I went right back out and got the paper. And Lord God is good. I caught my buses going, I think. And that bus came a little early. And then God is so good that when I came out the Family Dollar off of Parker to get the bathroom tissue and paper towel, I was like, God, don't let me miss a bus. And I saw that bus coming, and I ran across the street, and I was able to catch the bus. And so I didn't miss the bus. And I got home quick, and God is so good. And then, of course, I missed my favorite shows. But that's okay. And then I know what I did on Friday. I got up. I was like, you know what? Let me go and do my hair. And so I got up around, I set my alarm for 4 o'clock on Friday, which was the 29th. And I put the perm on my hair. And so I knew it was going to take time for me to get the perm on my hair. So that's what I did. I went and put the perm on my hair. And I went and put the perm on my hair, and my mom, for whatever reason, got up that day. And she wanted to sit there and drink coffee. Because usually she lay down until 10 o'clock, but for whatever reason, that on Friday, she got up and wanted to sit there forever. And the perm was on my hair for like an hour, I think. I'm like, oh my God. But finally, she got up, and I was able to use the kitchen. Wash my hair and get all that stuff out, and thank you, Lord, hallelujah, I was able to do that. And because that's what I did on Friday, I put the perm on my hair. And then on Saturday, I was debating, should I press my hair that day or wait? And so I wish I could have did it earlier. So, because I went into the kitchen, and the kitchen was horrible. And thank God I cleaned up the kitchen. I had time to clean up the whole kitchen because that kitchen was horrible. And then I went on and pressed out my hair, which I'm glad because it made it more manageable. And then I was like, I think I went on and ate my food after that, if I'm not mistaken. So that was my Saturday. Then on Sunday, which was the 31st, which was yesterday, which was Easter as well. Thank God Jesus is alive. And then on Sunday, I wanted to watch my basketball game with South Carolina, the women's basketball, because I am a Dawn Stanley fan. And she is awesome. And I just, I'm a Dawn Stanley fan. I wanted her team to win, and she won against Oregon State. And they played at 12 o'clock. If they would have played at 4 o'clock, I think I would have went to church. But I had my clothes on, I had my clothes ready. I kept debating who I want to go. And there was so much to do here at home because, first of all, I knew I should have went to church, and God forgive me for not going to church. But our refrigerator, I don't know what was that. I don't know if that was my drink that spilled or what was all that red stuff, but it needed cleaning, so I cleaned out the whole refrigerator. And I started with the refrigerator part. I took everything out, wiped the sides, and wiped all the stuff and all that red stuff. I think with my red soda that kind of burst at the seams. And I cleaned that up, and then I went on top and cleaned out all that ice from the freezer refrigerator up top, and I had to take everything out and clean all that ice because it just froze, and so I had to clean that junk out. And then I went on and cleaned the living room because that needed cleaning. Then I came back and cleaned up the kitchen and swept up, and because that needed cleaning as well. And so finally, I got my food, and yeah, oh yeah, because my mom was late, so I cleaned up the kitchen and got my food. And oh, I know why I didn't clean up the kitchen all the way, because I wanted to try to watch as much as the South Carolina game and the Oregon game, which I did. I missed a lot of it, but at least they won, and I got to watch some of it, and so I'm happy for them that they came back and won against Oregon State. And then then I watched, I think, the Texas and who was it? Texas and I forgot who the women's Texas basketball play. I think they played, I don't know, I forgot who they played. I can't believe, but I wasn't paying too much attention to that game. But and then yesterday also, I put up the new microwave. I don't think my mom liked it too much because she was banging on the wall, acting silly. I don't know what the, I mean, and now she has to figure out a way how to work this microwave, because the reason why I finally put up the new microwave that I bought in 2021, because the old one had been chipping away, and the little patch thing that supposed to have covered that little area, it broke off, and so it was time for me to put up the new one. And I had to figure out how to work the new one, and I prayed to God my mom figures out how to work the new microwave, because it's really easy. You just turn the knob on what the you want the timer to be, and push the start button, and it starts. And so once you realize how easy it is, everything will be okay. So But I finally went on and did that, and I cleaned up the kitchen and swept up, and and she was acting up. So, and then I found out that Barbara's my cousin by marriage, who's married to James, she passed away. I didn't even know she had cancer, and she was in hospice. And she was in hospice at my auntie's house. She was sick. I didn't even know she was sick, but she must have passed away yesterday, and she passed away. And finally, my mom came home from church, and I'm glad she had a good time. And I had everything cleaned up basically, and I ate my food, and I finally went in to clean up my dishes, and I started cleaning up the bathroom because that bathroom needed cleaning up, and I did clean up the bathroom, and I took my bath because I hadn't had a bath since Friday. Oh God. And don't believe me, I don't do that often, but it was just one of those times where, you know what, since the pandemic, and I don't have to go nowhere why am I at some time, which I started doing on Thursday. I don't have to go nowhere. I just take the bath the next day or something. So I didn't have a bath until Friday. I mean, my last bath was Friday. So I knew I had to go and take a bath yesterday. And I cleaned up the bathroom, took my bath, and watched some of the NCAA men tournament. And so I'm trying to, I forgot. I gotta go look at the bracket, but at least I know my favorite team is played yesterday, and they won. And that's South Carolina. And then, oh my God, what else happened yesterday? I think after that, I just relaxed the rest of the night. I fell asleep. And then, of course, today is April the 1st, and I have to go get my mom's money in a couple of hours or so. And I'm going to get that. And then, of course, tonight is the big game against Iowa and LSU, because last year, these two teams was in the NCAA Finals championship, and LSU won over Iowa. So tonight they play again in the Final Four. No, not the Final Four. This is the Elite Eight. And it's going to be real interesting. And God, let me be able to watch this game. God, let me be able to watch this game, because I really want to watch this game. And hopefully it's on YouTube. It's supposed to be on ESPN. So hopefully, just like all weekend, I've been able to watch the game, these games on my phone, which I can't believe it. Thank God I was able to watch Saturday. I think it was Saturday game. Oh, on Friday. I think Friday. I was able to watch the game on Friday. God, let me be able to watch the Iowa LSU game tonight on my phone. Oh, hopefully the game is on ABC. I pray to God it is. Because I can't believe I was able to watch the South Carolina game on ABC yesterday. So I am so grateful I was able to watch that game yesterday on TV. And I hope the game of LSU and Iowa is on TV tonight. But if not, God, let me be able to watch it on my phone, on the YouTube stations. So that's gonna be very interesting. So that's today. And thank God and thank you, God, my hair turned out wonderful, because on Saturday I put all these curls in my, no, that was Sunday. I got up. Was that Sunday? Yeah, that was Sunday. I got, no, that was Saturday. I got up and put all these curls in my hair. No, that was Sunday. I got up and put all these curls in my hair. Yeah. I just got up. I said, let me go and get up, because if I'm going to try to go to church, let me go and curl my hair. So, yeah, I got up Sunday, which was yesterday, the 31st. And but the only thing, when I realized what I had to do, and then I wanted to watch the game for South Carolina, I just decided not to go to church, and I did. And so I know my mom probably not happy, but I am, because I was able to clean up, because this house needed cleaning, and really the only time I could really clean it the way I want to is when my mom is not here. And then I got to watch the game, and my lady Gamecocks won, so I'm so happy for them. And then, like I said, today is April 1st, and I have to go get my mom's money, and hopefully she give me the $20 like she always do, and I'm going to get what I need from the store, and we'll see after that. And then, like I said, I'm going to make sure I do everything I could do tonight to be able to watch the game, because I want to watch the game completely from beginning to end. And it's going to be interesting who wins out of Iowa and LSU, because I think whoever wins out of Iowa and LSU plays South Carolina. So that's going to be real interesting. And the Final Four is going to be in Cleveland. So it's going to be interesting. So and I think they play Friday, if I'm not mistaken. And God, let me be able to watch that game on TV as well. So, and Lord, let me be here to watch that game on Friday. Or on Saturday, or whenever it's played on Saturday. Let me be here to watch the whole game. And let me be able to watch the whole game tonight. So, like I said, God, you've been so good to me. And you let me get all the magazines and sales papers, not only this week, but every week. And I really do appreciate it. And Lord, I just want to say thank you for everything, for watching over us, protecting us, for letting us go and come back home safe and sound, for keeping us healthy, happy, and holy, for keeping us from any and all diseases and viruses, sickness. God, you are so good. And Lord, I don't take anything for granted. God, give me wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Help me, mold me, shape me, make me into who you want me to be. God, I thank you right now. And Lord, another thing. I think last week, I set an appointment to get my glasses done on the 11th, because I get paid again next week on the 10th. So, Lord, let me have more than enough to pay for my my eye exam, and I could bring my own glasses. Let me have it more than enough to pay for all three of the lenses, because I want to get three lenses of different styles, because I like different style glasses. So let me pay for my eye exam and pay for my lenses, because I already have the frames. So let everything work out in my favor on that part. And then, yeah, everything else, God, you've been so good. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let me come. Let me go and get my mom's money. Let me go and get my mom's money and come back home safe and sound, which I'm going to have to do in a couple of hours. God, I give you praise. I give you glory. I give you honor in Jesus' get in there. I'll see you when I see you.